My name is Tony Norman, Vice Chair of the PNB. I think Lydia is a slight head cold, but we'll proceed. Can we get our timekeepers, who's volunteering to keep the time on the...
Shouldn't we do the roll call first?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do the formal roll call. Janet.
Yeah. Alan, KPFT.
Present.
Argueta, KPFK. Can't hear you. Burden, WBAI.
Present.
Brazan, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Jim Brown, WPFW. Can't hear you. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Present.
Cass Nave, KPFT.
Present.
Coleman, WBAI. She said she will be late, but may not even be able to make it. Diaz, WPFW. Can't hear you. Edwards Tiekert, KPFA. He's out of the country, is that right?
Yes.
Fuentes, KPFA. Can't hear you. Coburn is present. Lane Ewert, KFAI affiliate.
Present.
Mark, KPFT. Can't hear you. Medina, KPFK. Can't hear you. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Rabin, WBQR affiliate. Ryder, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Reyes, KPFK.
Present.
Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Tucker, WPFW.
Present.
Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
Present, and I understand we also have Sam Agarwal present.
Yeah,
correct?
I have.
We have quorum, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Madam Secretary. Can we get our timekeepers, someone to keep the... Who was that? Who volunteered?
No, I'm asking for the floor to make a motion with regard to excuse absences.
Hey, Deanna.
Okay, but let's get our timekeepers first before we up. Adrian, are you volunteering?
Yes.
And you're keeping the time?
Speakers.
The speakers. Okay. Anyone else on the subject matter time? Any volunteers?
I can try to do both, but...
Okay. If anyone want to volunteer after that, but we'll go with Adriana for now. Do we have any excused absences?
Serene?
Yes, Serene.
I move to excuse the absences of Jose Luis Fuentes and Brian Edwards Tiger.
Okay, is there a second?
Alan will second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection? Is there any objection?
Coburn, I'd like
Coburn.
To amend that.
Yes.
To excuse Janet Coleman.
Okay.
She had asked.
Without objection.
Right. Well, actually, as a point of order, she said she would be late. She didn't say she would be absent.
She said she might not be able to make it also. I mean, she...
So, without objection, we'll include Janet Coleman. Okay. Is there any objection to the motion excusing those three absences? Okay. Without objection, we excuse those three individual absences. We'll now go to the agenda approval. You all should have gotten the draft agenda. Can we get a motion on the draft agenda?
Janet, okay, may I clarify, please?
Yes, Janet, yes.
So there is a revised agenda that was sent out.
So that's the one that we should be looking at.
Okay, you all should be looking at your revised agenda. Can we get a motion on the revised agenda?
Martin,
it's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Who is that?
It was, I think, George.
That was me. Oh, yes.
Adriana.
George and Adriana seconded. Okay, it's been moved and seconded for the... Can everyone mute their phones because we're hearing some background noise or whatever that is? So the agenda has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussions or amendment to the agenda?
Serene for the staff, please.
Yes, Serene.
So there are, I think, five committee motions on there. There's no specific time assigned to them individually. I would like to move 10 minutes each.
Okay, Serene has made a motion to move. Could you submit that? In writing for the record, to 10 minutes each. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there an objection to adding 10 minutes for each of those items that the motions that were
assigning,
presented?
Assigning, not adding.
Assigning those 10 minutes to those each items that have been recommended.
Point of information, burden
yes.
here?
Yes.
How will that affect our adjournment time? How
agenda
will those
time?
Minutes add up? Are they included in the time for the meeting?
Janet Kay, what's your estimate on that in terms of the time?
May I respond since there was a question?
Serene, yes, you can respond. And it was Janet Kay. Serene,
60 minutes is assigned to all the motions as a block. I just think they should be individually timed. Otherwise, we could spend 60 minutes on one of them.
Okay. Janet Kay, did you want to add to that?
Well, I made a mistake in the revised agenda because initially item 6, which was the special order of business strategic planning working group, was part of the committee reports and motions, and it should have been then reduced to 30 minutes, that whole block. So
are you making a recommendation or what?
The first, there are two committee motion or committee reports underneath item 7. One of them is the audit committee, which has one motion, and the other is the programming committee, which has 4 motions. So I would propose that the audit committee gets 10 minutes and the programming committee gets, 20 minutes or 30 minutes? Should it be 30 minutes?
Well, first let's deal with Serene's amendment. I don't think we voted on that. And then we'll come to your recommendations.
Amend.
I have a question, an inquiry.
Yes, Margie, what's your question?
I didn't understand, I think, what Janet just said. How much time, then, is given to the strategic plan discussion?
May I answer?
Yes, Janet.
Yes, 30 minutes, but that's a separate item from the committee report.
Got it, and that doesn't change in this situation?
No.
Okay, thank you.
So I'd like
what's
to
your
amend,
minute, Janet?
Yeah,
okay.
Just that instead of 10 minutes to each, which would be 20 minutes, I guess, 10 minutes to audit committee, and 20 minutes to programming committee.
Okay, can everyone mute their phones? It's not speaking. We have 10 minutes to audit and 10 minutes to programming. And is that everyone has heard that amendment? Is there a second to that?
Alan here. What's the amendment? I'm sorry, but I'm...
Janet Kay, you want to repeat your amendment?
Yes.
Somebody
20 minutes to programming, to the programming committee, as opposed to 10 minutes. So 10 minutes for the audit committee and 20 minutes for the programming committee.
Okay.
Okay. Burden with a follow-up, please.
Yes, Carolyn, you want to speak to that? Well, first of all, let me get a second to that. Has there been a second to that amendment? Can we get a second to Janet Kay's amendment?
Point of information?
And I second. This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia seconded. Yes, Benito, what's your point of information?
I would just ask, since Serene is the one that made the original motion, and she's on the programming committee, she's not proposing 20 minutes for programming. So I've done... Janet, if you could explain why you're proposing 20.
I don't need
to.
Okay, that's okay.
Point of information, please, before we proceed to that.
We'll get into that when we get to the discussion on the her amendment, and we'll get back to that. But, yes, Carol.
Yeah, my arithmetic is bad. Could somebody tell me how much time these amendments will add up to and what that will do to our proposed adjournment time?
Janet Kay, you want to speak to that on those proposed recommendations to respond to that?
Well, I need a calculator, but so we have 2 hours, right? We're supposed to adjourn at 10:30. So we have 30 minutes for the agenda approval, and then the first part would be, let's see, sorry, the 15:30. So we would only get through the strategic planning working group unless the meeting is extended.
But I think she was just asking how much time it would be added based on the numbers. What's the time period? Will we still...
May I also say...
This is Lydia.
And I think we'd let, Serene, you wanted to go, and then we'll hear from Lydia. Yes, yeah, Serene.
The fact is that based on the draft agenda, we're not getting to committee reports for 5, 10, or 29 minutes. We already have 60 minutes worth of business before... I'm sorry, 120 minutes worth of business before we get to committee reports.
Okay.
We're not
getting... Lydia.
As we extend.
Lydia.
Right. Okay. I was changing phones, so I missed it. Was it announced that the National Election Supervisor would not be on the call, so is that the 30 minutes we're replacing?
We didn't announce it, but she's not going to be on the call, so we could use those next. But
okay. I thought that's what was under discussion. She will not be on the call.
Point of information.
Yes, Carolyn, what's your point of information?
Yeah, is there any reason the national supervisor will not be on the call?
She could make it. I believe she's traveling because she's been out here on the West Coast. And
okay.
The last email I saw was that she was flying back today.
But I'm having trouble getting answers. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to have to get our discussion back on some action item, but we have an amendment by Janet Kay, and we're
May I just speak briefly to it now?
Yes, could you speak briefly to that, and we're going to get one person for, one person against. I mean, two people for, two people against, and I'll proceed with that. Yes, Janet Kay.
Okay, so based on the original motion, which was 10 minutes for each committee, that's what I understood, and there were two committees, my amendment would increase the amount of time for the second committee, the programming committee, by 10 minutes. So it would be 10 minutes for audit, 20 minutes for programming committee, and assuming we go through all of the items in a timely manner, without the NES report, then we should be able to get this to this committee section.
Mr. Chair?
Okay, yes. Serene, are you speaking for Janet Amendment, or are you speaking against?
I'm correcting the member's statement. I didn't say 10
okay.
minutes committee. I said 10 minutes per committee motion, of which I believe there were 5.
Woo-hoo. Okay, could we... Okay, so the question on the table is Janet. Is there any further discussion on Janet?
No, there's no objection. Can we just get something done?
Okay, Serene. Okay, is there any objection to Janet Kay's amendment? Yes, Benito, what's your point of information?
Yeah, I asked the question earlier, and it hasn't been responded to. And I need to know the purpose of the 20 minutes for programming if I'm going to know how to vote.
could you repeat that again so we can get that? What was your question again?
I'm asking.
Please come on, speaker. I don't understand a word.
Is explain why she is proposing 20 minutes for programming as opposed to the 10 that Serene proposed. Since Serene is on the committee and she did not, she just proposed 10 for promotion, right?
Okay. Janet Kay, you want to address that question?
Well, all right. I think we've gone around on this already, but my initial 20 minutes was for the whole committee, and I thought that Serene's original motion was 10 minutes for the whole committee. And but she clarified that that's not what she had meant, 10 minutes per motion.
Yeah.
But may I please?
Could we all just let one person?
Yeah. So I still would like to go with the 20 minutes for the whole committee thing, report for the programming, and then if an extension is needed on that item, we can vote on that. But, that's still my motion.
Okay, so is there any objection to Janet Kay's motion, amendment to Serene's motion? Okay, without objection, and then we have Serene's motion. Is there an objection to Serene's motion for 10 minutes?
I'm sorry, point of order?
Yes.
My motion was an so it would be Serene's motion as amended by mine? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. It would be Serene's motion as amended by yours. Okay, so is there any objection to Serene? We just approved your amendment. Is there any objection to amending Serene's motion with Janet? We've just voted on your amendment, so is there any objection to voting on Serene's motion as amended? Okay, without objection, we'll now proceed. Are there any other...
Mr. Chair, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
I move that we then strike from the agenda, obviously, the NES report that is there. We know that will not be there.
Okay. Is there any objection to striking the NES report?
And I second that.
Okay. It's been seconded. And we're striking the NES report without objection. Okay. Any other discussion on the agenda?
Alan.
Yes.
I would like to add 7 minutes to the IED report. I think 5 minutes is too short.
You're adding
7 minutes.
7 minutes. Okay, is there a second to that? Is there any objection to adding 7 minutes to the IED report as opposed to 5 minutes?
Point of information?
Yes, Adriana.
Why don't we ask Lydia that is the person that needs to give the report? She said that she cannot talk that much because she has problems.
Okay, Lydia, do you have any comment on that? Any discussion on that?
No, basically I was going to introduce Sam. We don't have very much in terms of open session material to report.
Okay,
from the IED perspective.
So without objection, we're going to have 7 minutes to the IED report.
No, I object. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Adriana, you object?
Yes.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can we call the roll?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Because you let two other people weigh in on this issue, can I at least motivate why I think we should add another 7?
Yes, Teresa.
Okay. I mean, we have not been having IED reports. We had 4 written reports, but we haven't had spoken reports, and 5 minutes barely gives one any opportunity to even ask a question. So I think it would be, we don't have to use the maximum 7 minutes, but somebody might want to ask a question because I don't feel privy to, I mean, I don't know what she's doing. If I don't see a written report, it would be nice to know kind of what she's doing and be able to ask a question to clarify.
Okay. Does anyone else want to speak in favor of this 7 minutes?
Yes, Janice Lane Ewart.
Yes, Janet. Janet.
Janice. I would also encourage us taking the additional 2 minutes to allow the interim executive director to give us an update, particularly since I am aware that there have been many activities taken place since we've last had an IED report, and it would be judicious for us as board members to appear to be interested in the work of an interim executive director, particularly in this transition period.
Okay.
Janet Kay, point of information. Point of information.
Yes, Janet Kay, what's your question?
So I thought I heard her, Janice, say an additional 2 minutes when, maybe I misheard, when the amendment is about 7 minutes. So can
yes, because someone wanted 5. And I thought 2 + 5 = 7.
I want to add 7 minutes to the 5.
I have no objection to that.
So you're recommending a total of 7 to 5.
12.
12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your amendment?
Yeah.
So is there anyone else who want to speak against that? Okay, we'll go to the vote now. We're going to vote on having 12 minutes for the IED report. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Are there any objections?
Yeah.
We did hear an objection.
Okay. All right, sorry.
Are there still any objections? Are there any objections?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Alan.
Alan says yes.
Yes. Argueta? Can't hear you. Burden?
Yes.
Yes. Razan? Razan.
Pass.
Pass. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Steve Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Casnave?
No.
No. Coleman?
Yes.
Oh, right. Diaz.
No.
No. Edward Steaker, not here. Fuentes, not here. Coburn, yes. Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Yes. Mark. Medina. No, Ryder.
Yes.
Yes. Reyes.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts. Can't hear you. Tucker? Can't hear you. Wilkinson?
Yes. Tucker, yes.
Tucker, yes. Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Abstain. Razan, you passed?
I abstain.
Abstain. Mark? Medina, Rabin, Roberts, can't hear you. Okay, let me count. I have 9 yes, 2 no, 2 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
No, Chair is not voting. The amendment passes. Do we have any further discussion on the agenda? No further discussion on the agenda. We'll now go to vote for the agenda as amended. Is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Without objection, we have approved the agenda. Okay, so now we'll proceed with the next item on the agenda is the IED report. Lydia?
Okay, well, it has been a remarkable advantage to have a new CFO who I would like to take time to introduce, and it's Sam Agarwal, and he is a CPA, we are so
Points of personal privilege.
Could
people mute, please?
Yes, could everyone mute their phone if you're not speaking? We do have some background noise. Okay, thank you.
You.
So we're at a critical juncture for a number of reasons, and to be without a chief financial officer, I can tell you, functioning as the IED was very, very challenging. So I am thrilled, and we have been working very well together since he started, and I found him to be extremely efficient and wonderful, and I want to welcome him, and that's like my main great big news. Let me see what else. Because we were cash poor in December, toward the end of December, my appeal letter is going to be going out next week. I secured lists from NPR and PBS, which, again, we couldn't afford much, so we're taking them incrementally. And I plan to raise the money to afford the next batch. And we're the plan for the appeal letter is to have it come to the national office, but in the course of the appeal letter, I'm also articulating the individual stations, and I asked for and received little blurbs from each general manager of how they like to characterize their station, and so the list is broken up between all the five stations. I was really surprised that D.C. had such a really, really vast for such a small geographical area that it had so many. But anyway, so this was in an election year several years ago when an appeal was sent out. Pacifica raised $1 million in an election year by securing outside lists. So what this does is that since NPR listeners would already be and PBS would be predisposed, hopefully, to become our members if they knew about us and what it is that we're doing, then this seemed to be like the best thing to do. And I can use bulk mail now that the Christmas holidays are gone as opposed to first class, although I prefer first class, but unfortunately I don't know that we can afford it, at least not in the first mailing. And then we will just keep expanding again for each signal area, and hopefully this will be very beneficial to us. And I think it's worth the effort. But I'm starting out, you know, small enough to build a pool so that it's a self-sustaining appeal process. I reformatted the envelopes for the appeal. We used to have a separate card, and it can all just be in one envelope. I did away with what we were using before, were very expensive watermark envelopes. So anyway, so just by, you know, all of that kind of economical strategy, I think that it'll be beneficial. So it'll be going out next week, and I have, like, a high-profile person that I have in mind to sign it, and then we'll see how that goes. So basically that's what I'm focusing on now that we have a chief financial officer there. The rest of the time, by the way, I can go into this. We had expanded time for IED report, right? So in 2013, there was something that I consider to be like a scam myself. It's this entity that says, oh, you have to register if you're a nonprofit in all of every single state, whereas their website clearly says, you know, unless you're raising 100,000 in those states, and clearly if we were raising 100,000 in some of, you know, states where we don't have a signal area, it would really be remarkable, and we wouldn't be in this fit. But every time you don't re-register, you get fined, or they come after you, and whatever. So I've spent an enormous amount of time untangling us and saying to South Carolina, we really don't raise 100,000 from South Carolina for Pacifica, and so we don't really need to register there. So, you know, it's that kind of there's all kinds of issues like that I'm constantly unentangling ourselves from. And then the rest of the time is reading the fine print in our insurance policies. We have so many, and that's something I want to tackle, which is to see if there is some overlap between the multitude of insurance that we're paying at the national and the insurance policies that are being paid locally. Maybe they're all needed, but I want to make sure that there isn't a costly overlap. There are a lot of issues like that. There's also the necessity of having an inventory and having our national tech people know all the codes and, you know, just know how to get to things so that when things go down technically that they can, you know, swoop in and fix it. And we've been making much better use of our website. So when I have those leadership meetings on Wednesday, I ask everyone that tells, you know, exciting things that are going on at their local station to send the announcement to Otis, and he's been great about putting them on the website. We've been doing a lot of national programming, and if you visit our website, you'll see that. We're going to cover the Iowa caucuses, and we've been covering the Democratic debate. Not all the stations cover it, but we have it on our website and on AudioPort. And I keep urging them to advertise, at least on our website, especially when we were in the middle of elections, because people were visiting that site regularly. So we did a lot of that, if you happen to have visited our website at that time. And let me see. And everything else is just like nuts and bolts types of things. I get a multitude, if you want to know how I spend my day, I get a multitude of queries all day long from either the technical folks or the finance folks to, you know, light a fire under, or you know, GMs or to get clarification from vendors and that sort of thing. And so half of what I've been doing has been related to finances. Also, and my hat goes off to Efren, who did a remarkable job in keeping me in the loop, but it required my decision-making on, you know, a variety of just keeping everything moving forward. And now, again, I am just so incredibly grateful to have Sam here. It's in 3 days. It's made all the difference in the world, so 4 days. Okay, so that's it.
Janice, when you are for the stack.
Okay, Janet, anyone else? Okay, Janet.
I have a very brief question and an observation for you, Lydia. I'd like to ask, in the coming days, is there a specific process in place to introduce the new CFO to the principal financial officers at Corporation for Public Broadcasting? And that's a question. And then my general observation as a professional fundraiser, I'd like to offer a suggestion that the outside of the envelope being mailed for the solicitation include a tagline of sorts to encourage the recipient to open the envelope. It has proven in at least 70% of the time the person taking more note and not throwing it away or putting it in another stack. And
like a please open immediately or something?
Well, something a little more clever, something to the extent Pacifica brings the world of democracy into your home. That's too long,
okay.
But I could speak with you offline.
Oh, yes.
Or
if you could do that, because I'm at the point of ordering those envelopes.
Okay.
I mean, it's done. It's just they're just waiting for the number that I need. So
okay.
I'm doing that tomorrow. So if you could.
I will call you later tonight.
Oh, terrific. Or send me, or maybe in the morning, because I've got this head cold. I plan to go to bed.
I'm sorry.
Calls
I'll
over.
Send you
Thank
several
you.
Suggestions via email. And then
okay.
I want to give you time to address the question about CPB.
Oh, yes. So let me address that. So one of the things that I did, this is before Sam came on board, is that I introduced John Krigler to Tony Norman, because he's right there in D.C. and is an attorney. And because my thinking was that we have to have a personal interface with CPB, and we do have issues in moving forward. And Sam, of course, is ready and willing to do all of that, but we have the whole audit pressure as his priority, as you'll recall from the
yes.
most. And that's all part and parcel. So I think the trips we have talked about are going to D.C. to meet with Mr. Krigler and CPB, and also, like I said, Tony's right there should they need something additional, and then also to go to travel to New York to deal with some of the property issues there.
Thank you for the update. I would ask if you are able to keep board members, not necessarily myself since I'm terming off, but more even a brief paragraph update will help to instill additional confidence and give us a sense that there's forward movement. Thank you.
Thank you. And now that we have Sam on board, it will allow me more time, not as full time as I would like since I work full time, but certainly more time to do that. Thank you.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Who is, okay, I thought I heard someone before you. Was that Serena?
Yes.
What's your point of order?
Oh, we're out of time.
Exactly. I'm a timekeeper. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, we're out of time for that item. Let someone want to propose an amendment, but we'll move on to the...
Janet Kay, may I...
Janet Kay?
Just request that Lydia reintroduce the new CFO because I had, you know, there was noise before when she was doing that.
I think she can do that. That's the next item on the agenda.
Right.
And she can introduce them as we go into that item. Okay, next item on the agenda is the CFO. So, Lydia, you want to introduce the CFO and then we'll hear from him?
Yes. This is Sam Agarwal. And as I said, so far, I'm just so happy and glad and impressed with his ability to immediately hit the ground running, as it were. I mean, just needed no hand-holding whatsoever, not even with the computer. But I also thank the tech folks for setting him up with his email and all of that, for his specific email. So now, with no further ado, Sam.
Well, thank you very much for the introduction and for the kind words, Lydia. I appreciate it very much. And I would like to take this opportunity of thanking the board and everyone for giving me this opportunity and kind of placing the confidence in me. I really appreciate it. And I know that these are the challenging times, but I'm up for the challenge. So there's no hesitation on my part. So having said that, I would like to briefly kind of mention about some of the very urgent things that I've been addressing or I've been working on. And the most important thing is the 2014 audit. Everybody knows that, we were in arrears, and this was the main reason why the CPB money was denied. So I'm putting in all the resources there so that, all the schedules and everything are completed. And we have provided a lot of information to the auditors. So I will be requesting them to expedite this as quickly as possible. I have sent out requests, to the stations, and we are, expecting some information. But I will follow up with them again to make sure that, that information is provided in a timely manner. A couple of things that, probably I may need help from Janet or maybe Lydia. These are high-level things like, the board minutes or some of the legal expenses that, we have incurred. And the auditors would like to know the purpose for those litigation or kind of... legal expenses. So I will be very soon. I will be sending out kind of a short list to them, and hopefully we should be able to provide all the relevant information to the auditors. Now moving on to another topic, and that is also very important. I noticed that, three stations did not have business managers. The New York, Washington, D.C., and L.A. So Now I have spoken to almost all the managers, the business managers and the station managers. So I am having a pretty good picture, like, say, the challenges that lie ahead. And this was the most serious bottleneck. Actually, when the business manager is not there, it is very difficult to produce statements in a timely or a meaningful way. So for the LA, I have already drafted the job description, and Leslie is working on that to post that. And hopefully in the next maybe couple of weeks, we should be able to find the right person for the job. In the meantime, I definitely appreciate all the efforts that Leslie and Mariana are putting, say, to put together all the information that is needed. For New York and Washington, I was a little surprised that, say, their accounting was being handled by a person from Houston. Apart from handling her own responsibility in Houston, that is definitely, say, more than that we can expect from any person. And the flip side is definitely there will be many inefficiencies and shortcomings, and that probably is not a very good practice. So I have talked to both Jerry, say, in Washington, D.C., and Berthold in New York, and they are pretty much in agreement that they should not be dependent on Houston for providing the accounting services, but they should have their in-house business manager. So I will be working with them very closely to provide that help, help in the hiring process. But at the same time, I would be also very careful in making this transition, because this transition would be a little delicate. There's a lot of knowledge that vests in one person, and there would always be some kind of, some difficulty in the transition. So I would give it a little bit of a time, but I think it is very important that, say, these stations become independent and they can produce their statements in a timely manner. So that would be my another priority. Because at the same time that, say, we are working on the 2014, audit and the books, say, we also have to work simultaneously on the 2015 books, because we have already closed the year. And it's already kind of getting late. So one of my objectives will be actually to wrap up 2015 books as quickly as possible and as efficiently, because we need to get that audit done also to make sure that, say, we don't lose the CPP money for this year even. The other important aspect actually that is connected to this is that, say, I have read the letter to the management that, say, the auditors have given with respect to 2013 audit, and that points to a number of deficiencies. And some of them are serious in nature, and they have to be rectified soon. So I will be setting up policies and procedures and giving some directions to the station staff that the accounting can be done correctly. So this is all kind of wrapped up into one. This is all a kind of a one project that has to be taken in the next few months, which is kind of having the urgency and the necessity that it should be handled with full force. So that is one of my objective actually, and that would keep me busy. The other thing is, I was thinking that, because these are kind of statements which are kind of spread out all over the place, so I would develop a little bit of a more formal structure where I can report in a kind of a board report, a CFO report to the board, where I can put in some highlights and both financial and non-financial, so that, it may be a clear kind of indication to the board where we are heading, how much progress we are making. So I will work with Lydia on developing that format, and then possibly you can get a better insight into the financial operations. So I think I'm pretty much I'm counting my minutes, so I'm pretty much up to the mark. So I'll end my presentation here.
Okay. We have a take a stack.
Could Alan be on the stack?
Janet K. Okay. Janet K. and Teresa Allen. Janet K.
Right. Thank you very much, Sam, and welcome. I wanted to ask you about the new business managers you're looking into hiring, and where would the money come from to pay them? And also, there is a hiring freeze, so that would have to be looked into as well.
Yeah, thanks for letting me clarify. Actually, the money is already being paid out of the, say, New York and the Washington budgets. So there will be not additional money required. The only, say, additional money would be at the LA, because they don't have at this time. But I definitely would think that they must have budgeted for this, because this is a kind of a standard position with the organization. So I would look into that, but Leslie did not seem to be having any concerns about it.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yes, to clarify, yes, we have been paying temps, and we have been paying Mariana, who is the business manager for Archives in the same property. So that money has been being spent. It would probably be more economical, especially because Leslie is hoping that a part-time business manager will do once certain things are streamlined and we're up to date. So that's what we're looking at. So if anything, historically, it could end up costing us less. But when you have the temps from account temps and or whatever, when we borrow Mariana, as it were, it's more expensive than once we make this permanent hire.
Mr. Chair? Chair? Time?
Okay,
we're
out of time unless someone wants to extend.
Mr. Chair, this is Alan. Yes. I would still like to be able to ask my question, because we did allow the IED to speak, and Director Constantine wanted to cut her off.
Could you do a motion to extend then?
Move to extend for 2 minutes.
Mr. Chair?
It's been moved. Yes, Adriana?
Unless that Teresa Allen decides to be the timekeeper, I'm doing just my job. I'm sorry that you don't like it, Teresa.
Okay, but I think I heard a motion. Was that George?
Yes, George. I moved to extend
for 2 minutes. Is there a second?
I second Janice Lane York.
It's been seconded. Is there any objection to extending 2 minutes? Without objection, we'll go to Teresa Allen. Yes, your question.
Hi, welcome, Sam. Thank you very much. You sound very capable and sound like you're really rolled up your sleeves. I want to know how much, maybe you can develop a report on how much money we have given to Democracy Now! For their services in the last 2 years, and whether we have, and find out whether we've made any attempts to work some sort of arrangement out with them. There was another. Oh, now I forgot my other question. But yes, I'm hoping that you're working with the IED on going over insurance policies, so things are uniform, and also consolidating bank charges. And I forgot. I'm hoping that we can also reach some other ideas where we consolidate our efforts to solicit money, like. Have all of the stations using the same vehicle donation program, for example, or mailers, or other fundraising ideas where we are not reinventing the wheel at each station. So, my question is, so have you started working with the affiliate situation yet? Because I think a couple years ago we lost a lot of money because we didn't bill them. I'm hoping you're establishing a relationship with our affiliate director.
Yeah, so these are all very good questions and very good issues, actually, and these are all on my list. But just on the top of the list, basically, about Democracy Now!, that is also an audit question, because we say whether we have a contract or not, and what contractually we are obligated to pay. So I will be getting into a little bit more details on these issues, and possibly we can wrap up in a kind of a more tangible way. So so I would be able to update you because the situation is fluid at this time, so I cannot give any definite answer. But
okay. Let me say one other thing. Yes. I am very concerned because some of our websites...
Can we just let him finish? Teresa, you had a number of questions. Let the CFO address all your concerns.
I guess maybe he could give me
let him address, you raised at least three questions. Let him finish addressing your questions.
He's fine.
Okay, Mr. CFO, you can.
So because she raised actually a number of issues, so it's very difficult to answer, so briefly, but I can say that these are all excellent ideas and suggestions, and I welcome them very much, because these are, when I was reading the financial statements, it became very clear about all these issues, and I will be addressing, in course of time. But my immediate priority is actually to get the financial statements in order and get the audit done.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, time.
Okay, we're out of time for this item. Thank you,
Mr. Chair, I have a point of information. Mr. Chair, could someone please make sure that we have the CFO's email address?
Okay.
I sent it to the board days ago.
Thank you.
Okay, Lydia, could you make sure that everyone has the CFO's address? Okay. All right. We'll now move to the thank you. We want to give thanks to our CFO. Sound like you've hit the ground running, and sound like you're doing an excellent job.
Thank you.
If you want to remain on the call, you can, but it's up to you. You don't have to. Okay. The next item on the agenda I have is the strategic plan. Is that correct?
No.
Sorry. What's
Janet
the next item?
Pacifica signatory and designee resolutions, and it would be good if Sam stayed on the call for this.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And I would like to address them, if I may.
Okay, who's going to address this signatory issue?
Janet. I will.
Okay, Janet Kay.
Yes. Okay, so when we have, the last time we did this was in November, there was a change with who would be the financial account signatories, and then the Pacifica pension and retirement plan trustees, and then also the CPB authorization. So this is just to add Sam as CFO. As signatories, and there are three of them. So should I just read one at a time?
You're making motions to that effect of the resolution.
Yeah, there are three resolutions that are needed.
Okay, if you could summarize, I don't know how long they are, but yes.
They're not long.
Summarize what they are. Okay, then you
they're not
read
long.
Them.
Okay, the first one is regarding Pacifica financial account signatories. The PNB approves the following financial account signatories to be effective immediately. Lydia Brazan is to be removed as an authorized signatory and operator from any and all financial institutions, including but not limited to banking, investments, stock, securities, and vendor accounts for Pacifica. Pacifica Chief Financial Officer Sam Agarwal is authorized to be a primary signatory and operator on all financial institutions, including but not limited to investments, stock, and securities accounts for the Pacifica Foundation. That's the first one. Can I move that?
Okay. You've moved that. Is there a second on that?
Sure.
I second. Second.
And
it's been seconded. Is there any discussion on that issue?
Serene, please.
Yes, Serene.
I think the language should be identical in each section. I'm not quite sure why. For example, banking is in the first, but not in the second. Vendor accounts is in the first, but not in the second. So I'd like the language to be consistent. And I would like the title, Interim Executive Director, to to perceive Lydia's name, because someone looking at this in a year or 2 years won't know why Lydia Brazan was on there to begin with. So we put interim executive director Lydia Brazan.
Okay. Is there any objection to making those technical changes? Janet Kay, if you can make those, or is there any objection to those? Without objection?
Janet Kay, could I have a request?
Yes.
Janet Kay. Agree, but I would like this to be emailed, please.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Serene, could you email those recommendations?
Yes.
Okay, we'll accept those without objection. Any other discussion on this motion? Okay, is there any objection to approving this motion? Okay, without objection, we approve the first motion. Okay, Janet Kay, the second.
Okay, the second one has to do with, it's regarding the trustees of the Pacifica Foundation Pension and Retirement Plan. The Pacifica National Board approves the following regarding the trustees of the Pacifica Foundation Pension and Retirement Plan to be effective immediately. The Pacifica National Board hereby accepts the resignation of PNB Vice Chair Tony Norman as one of the trustees of the Pacifica Foundation Pension and Retirement Plan and appoints Pacifica's Chief Financial Officer Sam Agarwal to serve as his successor trustee. Pacifica National Board Chair and Interim Executive Director remains the second trustee.
Okay, is there a second to that motion? Okay, is there any discussion on this item?
Serene, with an amendment.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, to insert the name Lydia Brazan after the title Interim Executive Director.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Without objection, any further discussion on this motion? Is there the objection to adopting this motion with these technical changes? Okay, adopted without objection. Janet Kay, your third motion?
Yes, regarding CPB authorization, effective immediately, the Pacifica National Board designates Pacifica Chief Financial Officer Sam Agarwal as Corporation for Public Broadcasting Head of Grantee.
Is there a second to this motion?
Second.
Who is that to second it?
Adriana.
Is there any discussion on this motion?
I have a point of information.
Yes, Janice. What's your question?
I'd like to know if we are also going to be moving to identifying who the second person will be, the contact person through the ISIS system for the PNB.
Janet Kay.
If Sam is head of grantee, who is the second person, which is typically required that there be a second point person?
Either Lydia, Janet Kay, you all want to address that question?
Go ahead, Lydia.
I'm termed out. I'm no longer on the board after the end of the month. So I recommend it be Tony. If in fact he is not elected to the board, then that can be easily changed.
Okay, I'd like the record to show that the process does require that there is a second individual.
Janet Kay, may I add?
Yes, Janet Kay.
Right. So the motion that we approved in November already has Tony as the licensee official.
Okay.
The second.
And so point of information, he will be the person indefinitely?
Until elections
are completed.
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I wanted that to be clear for the public record as well as the minutes. Thank you.
Okay, is there any further discussion on this motion? Is there any objection to this motion? Okay, thank you. The motion is approved without objection. That wraps up that, Janet Kay, or is any further discussion, any further action item?
That's it. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.